Yeah, I said smart. I got the lighting.
You want my tie? Oh, did you?
No, no, I didn't say tie. I didn't say tie.
Good evening, everyone. Today is Thursday, June 18th, 2009. This is our 6 p.m. City Council session. We'll come back from recess. Sue Parsons is our council clerk this evening. And Sue, would you please take the role?
Fish.
Here.
Salzman.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Leonard. Adams.
Here. Now, do I read the statement right now? The state required statement?
We can jump into that in just a sec. Just very brief, sort of just to make sure everyone understands what we're going to do tonight. So tonight we're considering the adopted budget and all of the various ordinances and resolutions required to comply with local budget law. So there's going to be one resolution and four ordinances. And at this point, we can go ahead and hold the state hearing, and I'll make very brief comments on each one as it comes up.
So now I read this statement. Does Mr. Jeremy concur?
Agreed.
Okay.
That's what we need.
Just wanted to check this time. This hearing is being held by the City Council of Portland, Oregon, in compliance with the provisions of the State Revenue Sharing Regulations, ORS 221.770. It is to allow citizens to comment on the proposed use of these funds in conjunction with the annual budget process. As proposed for council adoption, the fiscal year 09-10 budget anticipates receipts totaling $12,276,690 from state revenue sharing under ORS 221.770. As has been the case in prior years, it is proposed that this revenue be allocated in equal parts to support fire prevention and police patrol services. Is there anyone here today who wishes to be heard on this subject?
Mayor Adams, the item you're referring to is item 853 on the agenda. I don't know that the council clerk has read the item. So,
Sue, would you please read council calendar item 853?
Conduct a proposed use hearing on state shared revenue.
Mr. Scott.
So at this point, if there is no one here who wishes to be heard on this subject, then I think we can close the hearing and move on to the next item.
Hearing is hereby closed.
So now we can move on to the next item, which should be the resolution.
Okay. And this was just the hearing, so we don't vote.
Right.
Got it. Could you please read the title for council calendar item 854?
Certified that certain services are provided by the city to establish eligibility for state shared revenues.
So this is a resolution required by state budget law that just certifies that the city is in fact providing police, fire, street construction, maintenance and lighting, sanitary sewers, storm sewers, planning and zoning, and water services.
Is there anyone that wishes to testify on council calendar item 854? Is there any additional council discussion required? Sue, would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Very nice that we're getting $12 million back from the state. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 854 is approved. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance, council calendar item 855?
Accept funds from the state of Oregon under the state revenue sharing program for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2009 and ending June 30, 2010.
So now that we have, in fact, certified that we provide certain services, this is an ordinance accepting those funds from the state.
Is there anyone that wishes to testify on council calendar item 855? Any additional council discussion? Sue, would you please call the roll for council calendar item 855?
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 855 is approved. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance council calendar item 856?
Propose the Water Growth Impact Trust Fund, the Portland Police Association Health Insurance Fund, and the Parking Facilities Debt Redemption Fund, and create the Tax Increment Reimbursement Fund.
Council must approve both the closing and the opening of any new city fund, and so every year this is where we sort of clean up what needs to happen. And this ordinance is closing three funds and opening one fund as part of the 09-10 budget.
Is there anyone that wishes to testify on emergency ordinance council calendar item 856? Any additional council discussion? Sue, would you please call the roll on emergency ordinance 856?
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 856 is approved. Can you please read the title for council calendar item 857, emergency ordinance?
Adopt the annual budget of the city and establish appropriations for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2009 and ending June 30, 2010.
So we will spend just a few more minutes on this one. This is the ordinance that actually adopts the city budget for fiscal year 2009-10. In your council packets, you should have Exhibit 1, and that walks through all of the changes that have been made between the council-approved budget, which we approved about 3 weeks ago, and now this final adopted budget. Just to summarize a couple of those changes, and focusing mostly on the general fund, the changes do use an additional $200,414 from general fund contingency, and that leaves a total unrestricted contingency for 2009-10 of a little bit over $2.25 million. The general fund changes, there are five of them, and they're as follows. It adds $66,462 for premium pay for fire bureau divers. You may recall in the earlier budget, there was a package to approve the pay for 13 divers. This expands that to approve it for 25 certified divers who are part of the fire bureau. The second change is an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County for animal services in the amount of $8,000. The third is a grant tracking software for federal stimulus funding for $50,000. One of the things that's becoming clear as we're learning more about the federal stimulus funding is there are very significant reporting requirements attached to the funding. And so the city has had some internal work groups that have been meeting, and one of the things that has been determined is that we need a central tracking system that we can track all the grants we're receiving and make sure we're in compliance with all of them, because that's going to be very important. Just to note, SAP actually has developed specific software application to allow that kind of tracking, but you have to have a certain module implemented under SAP. We have not yet implemented that as part of our overall SAP implementation. What this funding allows us to do is create an interim solution that allows us to track it over the next 6 to 12 months while we implement the larger SAP solution. So that will be coming, but it's $50,000 to help us spend the federal stimulus money correctly. The last two are corrections to earlier errors that have been in the proposed and the approved budgets. The first one changes an interagency with the mayor's office. We had, and in financial planning, we had switched the interagencies between planning and the Bureau of Transportation. This switches them back. It increases planning's interagency and decreases transportation's interagency by the same amount, but because planning's a general fund bureau, we're giving them the $50,952 to make them whole. In terms of fixing
the transportation
correction.
Gained $50,000?
They did.
Okay.
In fact. And then the last error was a parks discretionary budget. We had shorted them through an earlier change, $25,000. We discovered it as we were balancing the adopted budget, and we thought it would be nice to add that back since it was a financial planning error. So that's the $25,000. I'd be happy to go through any of the other changes in between approved and adopted or answer any questions.
Andrew, we have 20 minutes until the time certain, so I think we should take this as an opportunity to go through some of the fine print.
Is there any other discussion from the City Council on item 857? Anyone in the room that would seek to testify on emergency ordinance council calendar item 857? Sue, would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Well, this is it, I guess it. This is the end of a long road.
Actually, Commissioner Fish,
maybe
sorry.
Maybe it isn't it.
I'm sorry.
I do this to this.
You found, what is that? You found another $25,000 for parks?
Yes,
Andrew, I'd like to yield back my time.
Thank goodness Jeremy is here to keep us in line. We actually need to entertain a motion to adopt the budget as amended by attachments B, C, D,
so moved.
And E.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
And now any discussion and vote on that motion?
I do that part.
Sorry.
Anyone wishes to discuss the amendment? Hearing none, Sue, would you please call the roll on the amendment?
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Amendment is approved.
And now, if there's any discussion on the amended adopted budget or any additional amendments that need to be made, this would be the time to do so.
Hearing none. We've already asked if anyone wants to testify on council calendar emergency ordinance 857. Seeing none, Sue, would you please call the roll on adopting the city's budget for the next fiscal year?
Fish.
This marks the end of a long and challenging process to come up with a balanced budget that met the council's core priorities during the worst economic downturn of the lifetime of anyone, certainly on this dais. I want to take this moment just to again state my strong support for the core values reflected in this budget, and in particular, three. Number one, preserving public safety and making sure that fire and police have the resources they need to protect the public. Two, maintaining, and as the mayor pointed out yesterday, strengthening the social safety net by indeed adding, in a historic gesture, new dollars for the most vulnerable people in our community and making sure that folks at risk or who are experiencing homelessness have the resources they need. And third, this budget contains, again, a historic commitment to small business, in particular in our community, with substantial new dollars going to PDC to be used citywide to help small businesses succeed in a tough economy. In my view, those are the right priorities for any budget, but especially so during tough times. So I am pleased to support this budget. I want to thank my colleagues for what has been, as a first-year council person, a challenging but very informative process. And while we've had a lot of meetings and a lot of hoops to jump through, I think the public can have great pride in the final work product. And Andrew, to you and your team who have spent so much time in our respective conference rooms that you probably now qualify as having an easement. I want to thank you for all the work you've done and for your patience, particularly bringing the newest members up to speed on the intricacies of a budget that is $3.5 billion. And, Mayor, thank you for your leadership on this process and for the way you've involved all the commissioners in developing what I think is a very good budget for tough times. For all those and other reasons, I, again, vote aye.
Salzman.
Well, thanks to the council, to the public, to our financial planning, and most of all to the mayor for bringing us a balanced budget. Aye.
Ritz.
We had a meeting of the Tax Supervising and Conservation Commission yesterday at which citizens appointed by the governor reviewed our budget. And they said the one reason that they review it is because we don't have citizens on our budget committee because the council is the budget committee. And I mentioned then, and I feel now, that I have felt like a citizen on the budget committee this time, having been newly elected and coming from the neighborhoods. And it's been an honor and a privilege, and it's also been delightful. Despite all the difficult decisions that have had to be made in this $3.5 billion budget, there's been a lot of good, constructive work, a lot of input from citizens, from staff, from my colleagues on the council. Mayor Adams has done an amazing job of crafting this first budget of his mayoral term. And the community has come together despite the challenges, or perhaps because of the challenges, that we have all recognized that we are in this together and that we're going to make the best of it and that we're going to make decisions that are in the best interests of the most vulnerable citizens. We're going to make decisions for public safety and prioritizing basic services. And we're going to make decisions that look out for all of Portland in every part of the city in all 95 neighborhoods. I thank Andrew Scott and Jeremy and the entire budget crew who have done amazing work over 6 months. Tim Crail in my office has been digging into all of the numbers and been extremely helpful to me. And I know in each of the council offices an enormous amount of time has been spent in each of the bureaus, too, looking into the nooks and crannies to try to find savings, and yet we still have this $3.5 billion budget. So I also want to recognize the taxpayers and ratepayers and fee payers of the city of Portland, that we as the council recognize that we are stewards of this money and that we will make good use of it. And it's been a good process, and we can still do better. We had many budget meetings early in the process in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement that I'm in charge of. We had 7 meetings at which over 50 people came for 3 hours to look into the budget. And in other bureaus, also, there was significant amounts of time, and in some, maybe not as much time, and we can do better. And so as we get to the end of this budget process, The county has finalized theirs. The state is getting towards the end of theirs. We understand what's going to be coming from the federal government. There are going to be holes, and we are going to need to look at how are we going to take care of the needs in the community that government cannot fund. And we invite citizens to be part of the Better Together program that the mayor set up, and looking at volunteer and donations, and how can we help the citizens of Portland get through these very, very difficult times. And still, with all the challenges, with all the difficult decisions, it is an honor to serve, and it's an honor to approve this budget. Aye.
Adams.
I want to thank my colleagues on the City Council for their amazing contributions of questions and ideas and their perspectives as part of putting this budget together. You know, almost all my original ideas were improved upon by my interactions with them, and I want to thank them. It is a good team effort. I appreciate the compliments to my work, but this, I think, was a good team budget. And I, too, want to thank Jeremy and Andrew and the entire team at the Bureau of Financial Planning and OMF for just doing stellar work on the entire council's behalf. I also want to thank Warren Jimenez, who was the point person on out of my office for handling this whole process. It was definitely a challenging year, but whatever difficulties we have pale in comparison to the hardship that thousands of Portlanders are facing. And in these difficult times, to be part of a team that put more money into programs and services intended to help those that are feeling the full force of this economic recession, it's just been a real honor. So I'm very happy to vote aye. 857 is approved. That gets us to levying the taxes. Could you please read the title for emergency ordinance, council calendar item 858?
Levy taxes for the city for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2009 and ending June 30, 2010.
Yeah, this ordinance levies amounts for property taxes accruing to the general fund, children's investment fund, and fire, police, disability, and retirement fund.
Any discussion from council? Anyone wishes to testify on emergency ordinance council calendar item 858? Sue, would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I just want to take this opportunity to thank Portland voters for the fact that we are, in fact, still funding the Children's Investment Fund as a result of a very strong renewal of it last November. Very pleased. Aye.
Fritz.
Taxes provide services, and we've adopted the budget first, and now we're adopting the taxes that pay for them. And we can continue to look at ways to spend taxes more wisely, and we're going to continue to do that. And in the meantime, we appreciate that residents, businesses, visitors who pay the taxes here in Portland. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 858 is approved. We've got about 7 minutes until the time certain at 6:30, so we'll be in recess for 7 minutes.